It's the Bob Bluecast. What soundbite will Bob be grabbing today?
5 minutes and counting.
So let's talk about that thing on Facebook we were just talking about.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Okay, here's a great tip for people that use Facebook. It's been actually all over through my friends and my... What are those people called, Kimberly? Friends on Facebook?
Yeah, they're your friends on Facebook, buddy.
Yeah, okay. You know, I can never remember when I'm on a podcast. It's disgusting.
Followers, and we got friends on Facebook.
Okay, it's too
friends
complex.
In real life. That's kind of cool, too.
Yeah,
you
I
can't
run
call
into this.
Followers in real life because they're actually friends in real life.
That's true. So, yeah, so on the posting, if you make a post, right where the share button is, there's a little tiny padlock that I've never really seen before, even though it's probably always been there.
Yeah, it's been there a long while.
Yeah. And that overrides your privacy settings for that particular post. I thought that was a very cool function. So you can still be in, go back to your account section, go into your privacy settings, then click on customize if you've got it complex like me, and just make it friends only for your posts, for reposting and stuff like that. But if you've got something you want to share and have other people repost, this is an amazing option.
That's for everyone. Yeah. And that's what I did last night. Actually, I was doing a press release, which I put on my notes on my Facebook with an image. And then I unlocked it so that it was available for everybody and then sent that link off to a few other people. And now they're able to share it more readily. So, yeah, it really worked for me last night. So that was fun.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. And I noticed, you know, just looking through my Facebook thing now, a lot of people aren't doing it. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, some people there that should be doing it, I would say 70% of people don't have it turned on. And
right.
So they're posting and then people aren't reposting. And that's all part of getting onto, if you're on Facebook, getting onto top news.
Absolutely. And that gets, you know, people connected that way. Though, you know, when I do things, it's for my friends only. But if I find it's something that's more general and definitely a bigger reach, I do open it up. But, you know, most people don't care that I made banana bread today. So
I don't know. You're getting a lot of responses from that banana bread comment.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, I put those up there, but that's how I engage my friends. So and the people who are my friends, I really are my friends on Facebook. I don't just, you know, I don't have thousands of people on there. I have a very select people, and it's people I know and have met.
Yeah.
So that's how I choose to work my Facebook.
Yeah, and my Facebook is more, you know, anybody can be involved. I use it for spamming out all my content and stuff because I get so much content. It's just a blah, there you go. Check it out. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. It's kind of like I use Facebook very much like Twitter's used.
Right. And, see, you know, I use Twitter for a very different way. Mm. So, you know, I find Facebook is more family and friends and things like that. So,
now, do you have a like a corporate page or a site?
You know what?
Page?
I do. I have one, but you know what? I am my business. My business is me.
Yeah. So very good point. Today, your brand is you, and that's why I think Facebook works so well. You know, it's all the fun stuff, and it humanizes
you. These are people
you.
Who are my evangelists, too. Like a lot of my friends, you know, if they have to talk about a publicist or something coming up, I'm on the forefront for them. So, you know, I have, I don't know, 246 people, plus my mom and dad, who will talk about things I do. And also, you know, we engage, and that's really important to me. And also, I feel like I've connected with them on a different way. So, you know, when I see them, you know, picking up kids or we're out at a meeting or something, we have some more things that we have connected with in a lighter and friendlier way.
Cool. The other thing, too, is your Facebook picture. It drives me nuts when people don't put their face on their Facebook photo. They've got this weird, obscure, artsy thing. Doesn't mean anything to me. I don't really connect with that person on the same way.
Interesting.
In fact, I did, we can do a little chat about Twitter and defriending people and some of the strategy about unfriending people or untwittering people. How do you call it?
Unfollowing.
Thank you. Unfollowing. Man, my terminology is out the window today. Anyways, we run out of time. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time's up, dude.